This is the recording of the 8th chapter of Part 3 Literary Trends. Name of the chapter: Surrealism. Surrealism, an anti-rational movement in arts, literature and philosophy between the 1920s and the 1930s, made an effort to portray or interpret the workings of the unconscious mind and synthesize these workings with the conscious mind. It aims at the exploration of the unconscious mind, in which a higher reality is embedded beyond the surface reality. According to the surrealists, poetry is not only an expression of aesthetic pleasure, but also a realization of the metaphysical state which is obtained in the world of super-reality by the submission of the awakening mind. In this way, a true relationship can be established between man and the universe. Inspired by the arts of the primitives, the French symbolists and the romantic poets Blake and Coleridge, and above all the philosophy of Hegel and the theory of psychoanalysis of Freud, the surrealists believed that the primary reality is hidden in the innermost recesses of the human mind. Thus, to achieve this end, surrealism completely liberates the human mind from the logical control, habits, social conventions, morality, traditional view, education, aesthetic preoccupation, and grammar and syntax. With this psychic freedom, the surrealists get convinced that the intellect alone cannot solve the intricacy of life and explored the hidden territory of the unconscious mind, attaining a new knowledge. The surrealist poets broke the boundaries between the rational and the irrational. They were mainly interested in the study of grotesque themes, dreams, hallucinations, and also in the interpretation of the sleeping and waking conditions of the threshold of the conscious mind. Influenced by the Freudian analysis, they experimented with automatic writing under hypnosis. Adopting the technique of the free association, they presented strange images and symbols which in fact have no rational meaning. In surrealist poetry, there is no attempt to follow the established rules of versification, nor even to create new ones. Very often, it resembles prose. The main themes of surrealist poetry are love, revolt, freedom, the exaltation of desire, and the universe of subconscious thought. The love of a woman of a frankly erotic character is considered as a form of liberation. Surrealism originates in France. Although the term superrealism is coined by Guillaume Apollinaire, Guillaume Apollinaire, 1880-1918, the founder of this movement is the poet André Breton, who in 1924 issues the first Surrealist Manifesto. At its beginning, the movement is mainly literary. Later on, it is assimilated by great painters, Chiricho, Chiricho, Picasso, and Salvador Dali, and Marx Ernest, Ernst. Surrealism never demarcates a line between the arts and poetry. Thus, painters, sculptors, and poets worked together and borrowed freely from each other. Apart from poetry, it has also affected the novel, the cinema, the theater, sculpture, painting, and philosophy. Outside France, its influence is noticeable in Japan, Egypt, Poland, Spain, Italy, Sweden, Germany, England, and America. All have their surrealist poets and painters. This chapter is now over.